Already on the phone right now is author Jane Ann Crenched. I hope I'm saying her name right. Her new book comes out on January 7th in Berkeley called The Vanishing, and she's on the phone. Hey, Jane, how are you?
I am great.
Did
Thank
I say
you
your
so
last name right?
Hmm?
Did I say your last name correctly?
You got it right, Crenched. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're under this name this time. As I'm reading about you, you do write under a few different names for various different books that you write.
Yes, and if there are any would-be authors out there in the audience, I would just like to say it's a career path I do not recommend. Don't go there if you can avoid it.
Do you often wonder who you are on a given day?
It's not so much that. I always know who I am, but trying to keep track of three names for readers is pretty tricky. In hindsight, let's just say if I had it to do over again, I would have written everything under one name. So.
Well, your new book, The Vanishing, we'll talk about that in a minute, but I do have to tell you, I love your Amanda Quick books, The Girl Who Knew Too Much and Tightrope. I didn't read the second one, but I read the first and the third, and I really liked them.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, under Amanda Quick, I did historicals, and I'm setting the current ones in the 1930s in California, which just turns out to be this absolutely fascinating location. You know, it's got this the vibe of the Hollywood glamour, but it's got mobsters and it's got people trying to reinvent themselves. And there's just so much going on there in that 1930s period in good clothes.
Are you going to have more of that in that series coming?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to keep that series going. I love working in that world.
And then, of course, there's the Cutler, Sutter, and Salinas series. I read Untouchable and Secret Sisters, and I really like those.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, under my Crenched name, I do, contemporary romantic suspense. I really have always felt that romantic suspense was its own thing. It isn't straight thriller. It isn't straight romance. It's its own genre, and it's my core story. I can't even imagine trying to plot a story without a strong element of suspense in it and a strong relationship. That's what I do.
Well, in your new book, The Vanishing, which is another new series that you're starting, it's the Fog Lake series. You have both of those in there. You have suspense and you have romance.
Well, plus the psychic vibe.
Yeah.
Because that's also something I've always liked working with, that psychic vibe. I don't do vampires. I don't do werewolves. I don't do the supernatural. That's a kind of a different area. But I've always liked the psychic thing because it strikes me that it's just one step beyond intuition. I think it's a fantasy a lot of readers can get into easily because everybody believes in intuition, and asking somebody to think in terms of a psychic element is just asking them to take that one step further, and I think that's an easy step for a lot of readers to take.
Yeah, and this new series is set in Fog Lake. Decades ago in this small town, an incident occurred, an explosion in the cave system that released unknown gases. The residents slept for 2 days. When they woke up, they discovered things had changed. They had changed. Some started having visions. Others heard ominous voices. And then scientists from a mysterious government agency arrived. But they blamed all this on food poisoning. The story worked. But it became apparent now, 15 years later, when Catalina Lark and Olivia LeClaire, best friends, all their lives, they were in a cave when something happened. They witnessed a murder, but they were told there was no murder. We never found a body. It's just the effects of this gas. You guys are crazy. But now 15 years later in Seattle, their co-owners of an investigation firm, and suddenly their past comes back to haunt them in a big way.
Right. What's really kind of exciting about writing this story is that the U.S. government, like the old Soviet Union back in the day, really engaged in an enormous amount of serious psychic research. I mean, they were really trying to weaponize the whole psychic thing, and they had CIA money to back it. It was an amazing amount of money went into this research. And big name universities were involved. It was, in hindsight, it's rather appalling that so much money got spent on, what most people would consider, you know, pretty silly investigations, but they really went after the whole psychic element, and a lot of experiments were conducted that will probably stay buried in the files forever. But almost nothing I can come up with is odd compared to what the reality was at the time during the 50s and 60s. It was really interesting.
Is that that's what your research found? You found when you started doing this research?
Yeah. It was just, the information is out there. They shut down the research. It actually went through the 60s. They didn't really start shutting down the research until the early 70s. But for the late 40s, 50s, and 60s, there were a lot of serious psychic investigations in it. And it was all about, it was all top secret. And it was all about national security. And it was all about trying to weaponize the paranormal.
Yeah,
and I didn't make any of that up. It was for real.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in this book. So Catalina and Olivia, one day Olivia suddenly vanishes one night. She just disappears. No one knows where she is. Then Catalina gets a lead from another woman that she has visions and she sees things on the street. And now that she's in a panic to find what happened to her. And then Slater Argenbright from the organization known as the Foundation shows up with a warning. And they go in search of trying to find Olivia. And it leads them back to Fog Lake. And things happen. And you can't trust everyone that you think that's around you. And a little romance. But it's suspenseful. What is happening at Fog Lake? Who are these people that are after them?
Yeah, without giving away too many of the plot points, it's just that these old secrets that were buried when this big project was quietly shut down by the government, and the secrets that were discovered at the time were deliberately destroyed or buried, literally. Because there were several explosions to destroy the old lab. But those kinds of things have a way of coming back to haunt the future, and that's what's happening in this series. This is I see this as a trilogy, and this is the first book in the trilogy. I'm writing the second book now, and it's how the secrets of the past are causing trouble today for today's descendants from that old explosion, the people who were affected by the explosion back in the 60s, and the modern day descendants have talents, they don't fit in well with modern society, and the Foundation is the organization that they have formed to give themselves a sense of community and to take care of their own special policing problems, because it turns out that psychic monsters are now among us, and most police forces are not adequately prepared to deal with it. So the Foundation has a team of cleaners who are supposed to take care of these guys.
So we'll have more Catalina, Olivia, and Slater?
Yeah, the next story will be involve a different set of different hero and heroine, but that Fog Lake is still core to the story, and so is the investigation agency that Olivia and Catalina have established. They're kind of like the core of the trilogy.
Yeah, and I really like Slater. I'm not going to say he's got an exceptional gift, and I'm not going to say what it is. You're going to read the book, but he saves the day.
Yeah, that's the hero's job.
people can follow you online at your website at janeannkrentz.com, at Facebook at janeannkrentz. Instagram, same name, Jane Ann Krentz, author, and Twitter, Jane Ann Krentz. So they can follow you there. And you're having a book launching party on the 7th in Washington. You're going to be at,
Page Two Books. Page Two Books in Burien, Washington, yes. Great little store, great independent.
Will you be hitting other cities as well?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Will you be hitting other cities as well?
Oh, not on this tour. This is local for this one, but in May I'm going down to Poison Pen in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I hear people love that place. That and the one in Houston, Murder by the Book, I think it's called.
Yeah, I've been to both stores, and they are fabulous. If anybody who is the least remotely interested in any kind of mystery thriller, from cozies to romantic suspense, these stores are they're real treasure troves for those of us who love that genre, those genres.
And you said you're working on the sequel to The Vanishing. Are you also working in any other books, or is this the main series right now that you're just going to be working on?
I work on them in between. So right now I'm focused on the second book in the series that begins with The Vanishing. When that manuscript goes in, then I'll go back to the 1930s world of my Amanda Quick series, which I'm calling the Burning Cove series because that's the name of the town. And that is next up, but I won't be writing that until the spring. When I can't do two books at once.
Yeah,
I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. When I'm working on a book, I am obsessed with that book.
Yeah, some of these authors, like James Patterson, I don't know how they put out like 50 books a year, it seems like.
No, I couldn't do it. Everybody writes their own pace.
So the sequel will probably be out about this time next year, and then the Amanda Quick book will follow that?
Yes. The Amanda Quick books come out in May, and the Jane Ann Krenz books come out in January. So.
Well, sweet. I'll look forward to both. I appreciate it. It was fun talking to you today. The Vanishing Again is out January 7th from Berkeley. We'll look forward to talking to you next time for the next book.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.